All right. I think we're live. It feels live.
We think we're live. We have now a bigger camera lens looking at us. Hello.
Hello. Hopefully this is right side up, but we're gonna figure out here real quick.
Yeah, if you jump online here and see us here, we think we have this thing oriented correctly, but without another pod going in another room, you can't tell if we're standing on our heads or not.
Corroborating evidence. Empiricism. I promise. I promise you one thing right now, since we're doing this on Facebook, I think we may just win around here. We're not going to do what the Royals did today, which is just, we won't do it. Okay. I'm not going to get into it. This isn't a sports show, so we're not going to do that.
But
on the other hand,
hold on to your passions there, buddy. All right, let's drop a needle on this guy. Ready?
Let's see. Popcorn on Mars, my friend.
Swing thing!
Right there, my friends. Les Allgaard. And his orchestra. The dancing sound. Les is more in my book. Les Allgaard was on, we just did Neon Jazz episode 537, and to recap, this is the studio home of the Neon Beat with John Christopher, and it's a dual-purpose lab of audio and delights.
Yeah, and for those of you just now joining us, you're late.
You're late.
Where were you?
What are you guys doing? It's timing. We got to get a clown in here to teach you guys how to be here on time.
Oh, let's listen to some more of this.
Yeah.
Les Allgaard, ladies and gentlemen. Alice Blue Gown is the name of this.
Yes. So,
you got to say that like my old man used to say after we'd get home from school at night around the dinner table. So, how was school? Like he'd want it, and I'd brought it up a couple of times, though almost, you know, got the backhand, which was, look, Dad, you don't want to talk about work now that you're home, and I don't want to talk about school.
That's right.
Is your math improving?
I got your math. So I need a piece of gum real quick. I interviewed a jazz act today, Jimmy Smith. He's a trumpet player out of the Hugh Smith Quartet, and he's coming out of Detroit. And I'm always never quite sure how to put my finger on the pulse of what's going on with Detroit. I know there's a thriving art scene. It's full of sports. There's always something going on. But he said that
lots
scene...
Lots of demolitions.
Yes, lots of demolitions. But he said that the Detroit jazz scene is quite fruitful.
That's what I'm hearing.
So I'm always reassured. I think that's a bigger theme that I want to point out. I was talking to another guy earlier in the week from Portland who talked about the Portland scene. It always seems like, no matter what city these cats are in, they're always talking about how well jazz is doing, which is totally reassuring for the business we're in.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
as long as we got a few passionate believers out there, such as moi and yourself.
Yeah. And we got great players out there. You know, the education system's doing good. But, you know, everybody from Peter Erskine down to local cats, whenever I ask them about the health of jazz, I don't think there's ever any question as far as the talent that's in the colleges, the talent that's actually hitting the clubs and touring. I don't think there's ever a question of that. I think there's some of the mechanics of the actual recording industry, distribution, money, and those things. But other than that, I think that the health of jazz is very well in 2018.
Yeah, it's always that argument between the art and the bookkeeping department, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It sure is in my industry.
Well,
broadcasting.
Yes, and that's what we go up against with this. Speaking of broadcasting, I did want to say that since April 1st, which the initial day that KOJH opened up 104.7 here in Kansas City out of the Mutual Musicians Foundation off historic 18 and Vine. They finally went to terrestrial radio And Neon Jazz officially will be on this station Monday through Friday, noon to 1 p.m. You can tune in. It's officially going. It's been a long, long road. And I thought when April 1st came around and that was the opener, I thought there might have been a pie in the face that day. And it was such a long road. But it seems that it's just a pie in the mouth. So it's good. It's very good.
I was going to say, well, but it's a pie in the mouth. So we're good.
Everything's good. It's sweet. It's very sweet.
If it's a lemon meringue, we're doing okay.
Everything's fine.
Some other things. it's at 104.7 megahertz here in Kansas City. And there is another 104.7 signal in the Kansas City area. It should be noted here by a guy who also is in the technical side of things, is that KOJH is a what they call an LPFM, low power FM. So their reach is not really too far out of the Kansas City, core Kansas City area. But they stream too. If you can't hear the signal, where do they go?
You can go to www.kojhfm.org and you can stream it from there. And that's the
indeed.
That's the story I have and I'm sticking to it.
Excellent.
So
that's great that you've got a slot on a signal radio station. And of course, you can also be heard in out of Liberty.
KCXL.
Yep, KCXL, 1140 AM and 104.7 FM. That's the other one.
Yeah.
And 102.9 FM.
So if you're in a car driving through Kansas City and you have 104.7 on, there is a chance that you could hear one Neon Jazz episode and go into another and feel like you've gone through a Matrix time warp. Because they could be playing. So if you were listening to, and possibly, it all depends on how they shuffle their time slots, but you could get into a time warp.
Yep.
If you're lucky.
Well, after all, we're kind of time warping here ourselves,
right.
Aren't we?
Yeah,
listening to some business. Of this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And that, again, for those of you out there, this is Les Elgard and his orchestra.
And yeah, I wish there was an F key that you could press, which would reverse the picture so you could
yes
see the writing in the correct direction. You gave me something here the other day that I didn't mean to cover up. I love this.
Oh, yeah.
You do some writing for these people, don't you?
Yes. That's the other thing that's a part of the jazz world here,
right. Is
Jam Magazine. We actually saw Deborah Brown. Amanda and I caught her live.
Try to get that up a little bit. I think we got some glare issues. Nope.
No, that's very glary.
Work.
Wow, look at that. Look at that.
It's kind of artsy,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's nice. So Deborah Brown, after the show, we got her to autograph this for Mr. John Christopher. She was one of the first interviews that we ever did here at the studio, and she was a delight. She's always been a gem here in Kansas City. She goes to Europe extensively, and I think sometimes she's really on the radar of Kansas City, and other times people are like, Deborah Brown, who's that? But she is a legend here. I remember one time I was down at the Majestic, and she came in the room, and I could have swore that it was like Madonna walking into a club. It was like all of the air was sucked out. All these cameras came up, and everybody just kind of got into this transfixed moment of, wow, this is going to happen. And she climbed on stage and totally knocked everybody out.
Yeah.
So, anyway, this is one of the prizes down here in Signal Hole.
Yeah, with all the other... I wish we could move the camera around just a little bit to where you could see the studio and kind of do a pan real quick here. Recording equipment on this side, the old clipboard where you see my shadow. This is the control board and Arrakis, which I obtained by helping to tear down a radio station. I just have to have my board.
And then there's the...
There's our backlighting.
There's the backlighting.
Not exactly professional, if you thought so.
There's a little bit of this.
Yep.
And this is for those of you...
And out there is my garage.
Yes, and for those of you that have ever wondered whether or not...
We can't really hear you back here.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't find it right now, but there was a picture of me that was up there playing the bass, and I don't know where
it's at. Oh, yeah.
It's okay.
I think it wound up behind the CD stack. I'm sorry.
We'll find it another time. But at any rate, there you go.
You did displace my picture of Robin Williams. So.
Right. Oh, my God.
Did you get my picture of the Rat Pack in there?
Wait, hold on a second.
Hang on a second.
There we go. Look at that.
Eh,
right there, my friends.
Still got the... Sinatra, let's see, would be, of course, on the right, As You See It, and on the left, Dino.
Bam.
Yep.
And there's the original Neon Jazz logo right there, which is an actual painting.
Yep.
9 years ago.
And I point at the screen. Right.
Look at the screen.
The camera is on you, John.
Hold on a second. All right. So, again, are we going? Is this live?
Yeah, it is. This may be one of the longer ones that we've ever done.
Yeah, I think so. I think we hit a record here. At any rate, this is Les Elgart, which I like to call him More Elgart, because he's not less. He's always got more going.
For sure.
But hey, thanks again for joining us out there in Radio Land. We love you. We love your feedback. And as we ride off
into the sunset, listening to Les Elgart and his orchestra. This is from an album called The Dancing Sound. We got a year on that for somewhere.
You know, that's the one thing that's always been strange about these is they don't really put the year on.
Based upon the look of the album, I'm going to say mid to late 50s.
Yeah.
Probably 58.
Sounds about right.
Guessing.
Yeah.
So.
And as they say, enjoy the music, my friends.
You betcha. He's very slowly reaching over to hit the button.
It's Memorex. John Bedoin, it is Memorex.
I think. Hang on a second. Don't kill it. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.